But I don't care what you say, Hector. Old man Schultzenheimer will be elected same as he always is. When it comes to knowing how to get votes, he don't take off his hat for nobody.
Don't take off his hat for nobody, huh?
No, sir.
Then how did he get his hair cut?
All right. Go right ahead with your smart alecking. But just you wait till election day, that's all.
Well, you're going to vote for me, ain't you?
No, sir, not by jugful.
You're not?
No, I think your two-pantsuit platform's the craziest thing ever here. What's more, I don't think you're fit to be mayor. You're lazy and shiftless, no account. Besides that, I don't think you got good sense. Putting it to your plane, Hector, I wouldn't vote for you if you was the last feller on earth. And now you know just how I feel about it.
Yes, I see how you feel. I'll put you down as doubtful.
Anyhow, I don't believe in a feller as young as you are being mayor.
Shoot, I ain't so young. I'm 35 years old.
You ain't 35 and you know it.
Yes, I am. And I can prove it, too.
Well, prove it. How are you going to prove you're 35?
Because I had the 7-year itch 5 times.
Yes. Well, I ain't going to vote for you nohow. And neither is Eb.
But God's sake, you got to vote for me after what you said about me in the Corn Center Gazette.
After what we said about you?
Yes.
Why, you know darn well, Hector Smith, that we never said anything like what the Gazette printed. Just a pack of lies that the editor made up.
Oh, shoot.
And another thing. You can just tell him that Eb's aimed to give him a darn good horsewhipping. Putting in the paper that your rally is going to be held here at the store and service station, and that me and Eb's going to furnish free refreshments and free gas.
Horsewhipping?
Yes.
Why, gee whiz, that's doing you a big favor.
Yes? Saying that we're going to give away free gas is a big favor to us, huh?
It didn't say you was giving free gas to everybody. It just says you was giving gas to people who drove in from the country. Look at all the people in town who'll be in their cars, and you can sell them gas.
Well, I never thought about that.
Bet your life you never did. And what's more, you can rope off a place back in the store here and charge a quarter for parking all the machines.
Well, just the same, you'd better tell that Gazette editor to keep out of Eb's way. Where is the editor, anyhow?
Well, you see, he had an accident, a fall.
A fall? You don't tell me. Was he hurt much?
No, only once.
I mean, where was he hurt?
Oh, where was he hurt?
Yes.
In San Francisco.
No, dad dang it. I mean, how'd he come to have an accident?
He didn't come to have an accident. He come on business.
Oh, dang it, Hector, ain't you got no sense at all? I'm trying to find out what kind of accident he had. What kind of accident?
Oh, what kind of accident?
Yes.
He fell off of a 36-story building.
Fell off a 36-story building? Is he dead?
No, shoot, he's all right.
All right? How could he be all right? Why, it'd kill him to fall off a 36-story building.
Yes, but he only fell off the front step.
Now, that'll do you, young feller. You get on away from here now. I'm tired of hearing your darn tomfoolery.
Yes, but listen.
Yes?
Will it be all right to have my rally here?
I don't know. I don't see how you can afford to have a rally nohow. What are you going to do for music?
Shucks, I'll play the music myself.
Yes, I bet you don't know one note from another. You ought to hear Harold Newbright play. Well, that fella learned to play the piano when he was just a little feller.
Yes, but I bet he just plays it with one finger.
One finger, nothing. Why, when he was only 5 years old, he played with both hands.
Well, that's nothing. When I was only 5 months old, I played with my toes.
You never touched a piano in your life.
Sure, I did. I tell you, I used to be a piano accompanist.
You used to be a what?
A piano accompanist. I accompanied my brother.
How do you mean, Hector?
Well, you see, there was a big flood in our town, and my brother floated out of the house on a table, and I accompanied on the piano.
You go on and get along now, Hector. I'm getting tired of listening to your darn tomfoolery.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
Gee whiz. Why don't you come on? Why don't you come on and vote for me?
No, Hector. You can't change me. There's the fella I'm going to vote for coming down the street there.
Gosh.
Right there.
Nobody.
Why, the old showman Schultzenheimer just coming out of the barbershop there.
Gosh. I better get out of the way. Looks like he's coming down here, too. See, he don't like me. He took all his advertising out of the Gazette just because it printed my picture.
Well, I can't say to blame him, then.
He says he won't let Hortense marry me, either. Sometimes when I think about it, Gee, I get so sad. I think I feel just like hanging myself sometimes. Going right up there and hanging myself right on the front porch of his house.
Yes, but why don't you?
Well, because... Well, shoot. I hate to be hanging around where I'm not wanted. Say, I guess I better be scooping him.
Yes, I think so, too.
He's coming this way.
Well, so long, Hector. So long. Him. Yeah, howdy, Mr. Schultzenheimer.
Yeah, good morning. Well, what authorities I hear, Mr. Winterbottom, about you supporting Hector Schmidt for mayor?
Why, shucks, Mr. Schultzenheimer, it ain't nothing to it. It's just a dad darn rumor.
But it was in the paper.
Yes, but it's a darn lie just the same, I tell you.
I don't see how it could be a lie when it's in the paper. The editor would not put it in if it wasn't so.
Well, you see, Mr. Schultzenheimer, and the editor... And the editor had a sort of accident. He fell off the top of a 36-story building.
Humor. He killed himself?
Well, nope, it didn't kill him. Just heard him in San Francisco.
Say, what are you talking about?
Say, did I ever tell you how I used to play the piano? Darn good I was at it, too. You know, some fellas play it with two hands, but when I was 5 months old, I used to play it with my feet. Oh, say, here's that with his wheelbarrow now.
Heavy. Yeah. How be you, Mr. Schultzenheimer?
Where's the crate, the depot, Ed?
Yeah, I got it here.
Well, haul it out, out of your wheelbarrow there, and we'll open it right here and give Mr. Schultzenheimer Hortense's bathing suit.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it seems there's been a lot of trouble about that bathing suit for my daughter. The first one that she got from your throne.
Yeah, so she was telling us.
But she said that you guaranteed that the material wouldn't shrink.
That's a fact, Mr. Schultzenheimer. Why, do you know in 100 yards of that material, there ain't but 2 yards shrinkage?
Yeah, but the suit did shrink.
Well, then, I reckon her suit was made out of them last 2 yards.
Dad, look out!
What is this here? What are you trying to do? Kill me with that cake? Just be more careful.
I couldn't help it. That darn thing slipped out of my hand.
Well, Ed, you better be mighty careful here. Here, take this here hammer and knock off some of them slats. Just knock them off there. Now, say, Mr. Schultzenheimer, I hear you've been up to the springs for your health.
Yeah, I've been having trouble in my stomach. Something seems to come up inside of me and then go down again. Up and down all day. Why, even the doctors don't know what is it.
Well, it kind of sounds to me like it might be an elevator.
What are you talking about? What is this?
The springs do you much good?
Yeah, I feel fine now. Every morning I took a quart of water on an empty stomach. One quart of water on an empty stomach and stayed in bed till noon.
One of the quart of water didn't fall off and spill.
Don't spill like a speak like a fool. I didn't hold the quart of water on top of my stomach.
No, of course not, Ed. He poured the quart of water on his stomach.
But...
You mean you poured 9 quarts on your stomach?
I drank the water.
9 to Goshen, Mr. Schultzenheimer. Ain't 9 quarts of water an awful lot to drink?
But I didn't drink it. I didn't drink 9.
You said you did.
I swallowed 1 quart of water. 1 quart. Now open up the crate and let the doctors worry about my stomach. I want to get the bathing suit out of it.
Gosh, did you swallow our bathing suit, too?
The bathing suit in the crate. Open it up.
Well, don't rest.
Now he wants to get away.
All right. There you be.
Well, man, the Goshenev. What do you reckon that thing is?
Well, darn if I know. Wait, here's the ticket on it.
What's it say?
It says, one diving suit ordered by wire.
What?
Shucks. That's the suit for Hortense.
What's this? Why, that's not a bathing suit. That's a deep-sea diving suit. A suit for a deep-sea diver.
I don't give a damn. She ordered a diving suit, and there it is.
I won't accept it. I won't accept it, I
say. You won't, huh?
I won't.
Well, you will. Or by cracky, if you don't, we'll law you in the court.
Yeah? Well, law me in the court. Go ahead.
You're nothing but a dad-darned old crab for 2 cents.
Now, listen here, constructive.
Yeah, and after a darned old crab is all yes. After we went to all this trouble...
Crab, is it? Well, just for that, I'll never trade in your store again. Goodbye.
Yeah, and we don't want you trade here. Shucks.
that thing at that. All we do is seem to get into messes, that's all, some way or other. What
hey,
it is.
Is he gone?
Yes, he's gone.
You want to hear my new campaign song?
No, get out, Hector. We're having enough trouble here.
See, I brought my guitar so I could play it. It's a swell song. It goes like this. I can do it with this right here. Now listen. Just gather around and hear my song. I'll make it up as I go along. It's about a guy named Hector Smith. Now, gosh, what will I rhyme that with? Here's the chorus. He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory, 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 oh.
Hey, that's kind of pretty, Hector. That's what. You got any more verses to it?
I get a lot of folks. The second verse is better than the first one.
Let's hear it.
This Hector is a smart galoot, his slogan is a two-pan suit. In every pocket, lots of jack. But now that's how he'll bring good times back.
Say, that's a good song. Let's see if we all can sing it.
You sing it with me, come on.
Yes, all right. He's going up for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going up for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Come on, Mr. Peters. You get in on it, too.
Yes,
well.
Come on, Ed. He's going up for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going up for glory, glory, glory.